Well, off of trial, I think the continuation of an aromatase inhibitor beyond 5 years is purely speculative. And we've got a fairly good grasp of the toxicities of 5 years of an aromatase inhibitor. I think some of the best data probably comes from the ATAC trial. But if you look, some of the potential side effects of these therapies could be cumulative over time. And we would expect higher degrees of bone toxicity, probably with extended duration AI therapy. And I think one of the biggest worries would be neuropsychiatric complications of long-term estrogen deprivation. There's a lot of data from epidemiologic studies that lower serum estrogens are associated with a higher risk of dementia. Not that supplementary estrogen is of any benefit, but it's an open question. So in my practice, I don't continue patients beyond 5 years of an AI because of the lack of data and the potential for long-term outcomes that we don't have a good handle on.
I want to ask Rowan about this issue of cognitive function. Rowan, you've addressed that before.
Yeah, certainly there was a lot of preclinical observational study evidence suggesting that especially exogenous estrogen was going to be associated with favorable effects on cognition. And then in the Women's Health Initiative randomized trial with over 16,000 otherwise healthy postmenopausal women randomized to either estrogen plus progestin in that one trial where they had a uterus or estrogen alone, 11,000 women who didn't have a uterus, we had this association with stroke being increased by 40%. And in women 65 years of age or older, actually dementia was doubled in just 3 years of therapy. So that really changed the whole equation from exogenous estrogen is good for cognition and AIs would be bad for cognition and you have to worry about it, to anything that increases arterial vascular events is going to have an unfavorable effect on cognition. And we see in the ATTACK trial, which actually anastrozole is the only of the aromatase inhibitors that has a significantly reduced risk of arterial vascular effects compared to tamoxifen. So I'm really less concerned about it because I think there's no signal now. So I need a new basis for having a particular concern. We don't know what the effect of AIs on cognition is, but I need a new signal to get a particular concern about that side effect with longer term use.
Paul, AIs and cognition.
Just to say, I think one of the physiological effects of estrogens that cause the complexity of the WHI concept and results is that there are demonstrable benefits in many tissues from estrogens, the cardiovascular system, probably the neurologic system. But counteracting that is the thrombogenic effects of hormones. So one of the explanations for the HRT, I think, is that it enhances thromboembolism or thrombogenesis. And I think that it is quite possible that aromatase inhibition across the general population could reduce the baseline risk of thromboembolism in most postmenopausal women. That's a study that will never be done, but it's feasible that it might. And so while you might have some detrimental effect at the level of the internal intima of the aorta or something, it's counterbalanced, in my view, by diminished thrombosis. And so the jury's out on the net effect.